the cross-country team runs regionals from home, and a $20,000 stimulus program kicks off in Haines. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Those stories and more are up next. This Saturday, the Haines Glacier Bears cross-country team will race in the regional championships from home. As KHNS's Amanda Randles reports, it's been an odd season for the 2019 state championship team.
These kids are fast. The Glacier Bears cross-country boys and girls teams both were the state champion teams last year. And this year, despite a whole different way of competing, they're only getting better.
Despite the hardships that COVID has brought, I mean, we haven't had any setbacks. Besides that, we have run fast. We've had many PRs. Pretty much the whole team is PR'd. We've had a fantastic season.
That's girls team captain and Haines High senior Hannah Boron. While the Glacier Bears cross-country team hasn't actually left Haines, they have competed in four different meets, virtually. They race and they compare times and courses with the other schools doing the same race wherever they are. And the courses can be really different.
Luckily, with the technology we have, with GPS tracking and whatnot, you can kind of tell the elevation. I mean, between coaches, that's usually where the coordination happens, where it's like, okay, we have more elevation, but you guys have more pavement, so that's where there's terrain differences. So it's never going to be perfect, but with the coordination between teams, you can kind of figure out courses that would be somewhat accurate or close to what it would be like if you were racing each other.
Boys team captain Brennan Palmieri says the 2020 season, without the team traveling, has brought its own challenges.
There's a lot less of an incorporated team dynamic. It's been really tough to get team bonding without long ferry rides to Ketchikan and Petersburg and being with all the teammates for 4 days on end. But our coach, Jordan Baumgartner, has done a wonderful job hosting like movie nights and things where we can still come together as a team and get that really important connection that helps us push each other when we're racing and in practice every day, that makes us the team that we are, the team that won state last year.
Regionals this weekend will be the last official meet for the team. The Glacier Bears won't be competing at the state championships. Being able to meet the criteria to qualify conflicts with the school district's COVID plan, and just getting to Anchorage is challenging. And Anchorage itself is an area with a lot of COVID cases. Coach Jordan Baumgartner hopes the community will come out in force to cheer the home team.
We could be the first ever virtual regional champions. We've got a really good, fast team. So I just want to encourage everybody to come out, support the team, line the whole golf course, wear masks, socially distance, bring cowbells, make some noise. We're a fast team. It's me. If you're there late, you're going to miss it.
You're going to be watching state champions run, that's for sure. We'd hold our title.
The Haines Glacier Bears cross-country team will compete in regionals on Saturday at the golf course. The race begins at 10:30, but the captains recommend that the community members come early to park, as part of the road will be blocked off right before the race. In Haines, I'm Amanda Randles.
The Hainesboro is spending $20,000 in CARES Act funding to incentivize people to shop locally. The Shop Local and Save program will run through the month of October. Haines residents who spend $300 locally this month could qualify for $100 more to spend at local stores.
We are putting money into the hands of our local small businesses when they need it the most.
David Simmons, Haines Economic Development Corporation's interim executive director, is working with the Chamber of Commerce to roll out the plan. It's free for businesses. The municipality is giving away the incentive money on the condition that it be spent in Haines. Simmons and Chamber Director Tracy Harmon enlisted dozens of businesses to participate.
What I love about the program is that's actually taking a $20,000 and turning that into $80,000 to stimulate the economy for the month of October.
It works like this. The municipality has $20,000 to give away. So the first 200 people who spend $300 at those local businesses get $100 more to spend. The program runs through the end of the month, or until the money runs out. It sounds like an easy $100, but there are a few rules. The spending, that $300, has to be discretionary, so not fuel or groceries or utilities. Here's Simmons.
So books, massages, or a weekend getaway at a hotel here in town, all of these kinds of purchases will qualify for the program.
Also things like tools, jewelry, or art. Once you have $300 worth of receipts, you apply online with HEDC or the chamber. Harmon says 30 people have already filed their receipts on the first day of the program. They'll be the first in line for those $100 vouchers that they can spend in town. Applications and a list of participating businesses are online at the HEDC or Haines Chamber of Commerce websites, or you can visit khns.org for more information. The Centers for Disease Control pushed to extend an order barring large cruise ships from sailing from U.S. ports until February 2021 over coronavirus concerns. But the agency was overruled by Vice President Mike Pence. That's according to a report from the news outlet Axios that cited two unnamed sources with knowledge of the conversation. Axios reports that the Trump administration instead plans to extend the order through October 31st of this year. That coincides with the planned end of a voluntary suspension instituted by cruise industry group Cruise Lines International Association. The CDC's no-sail order was set to expire October 1st. The order followed outbreaks on cruise ships in the early days of the pandemic. More recently, Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings and Royal Caribbean Group have submitted recommendations to the CDC that they say would protect passengers and crew from COVID-19. Those include testing, temperature checks, mask wearing, and capacity limits, among others. Carnival Corporation and Cruise Line MSC resumed Mediterranean sailings in August. Those so far haven't resulted in COVID-19 outbreaks. Federal law requires that Alaska cruises from the U.S. stop in at least one foreign port. That's usually Victoria or Vancouver, British Columbia. Canada's ban on cruise ship sailings also expires October 31st, though it could be extended. Ships ordinarily start sailing on Alaska ports in April. That's all for your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or wherever you get your podcasts.